Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Statistics about giving birth in the U.S. do not look so promising. Several other wealthy countries have lower rates of both maternal and infant mortality than the U.S., and maternal complications from birth have doubled in the past 20 years. But a new study in the peer-reviewed journal PLOS ONE says that integrating midwives into the healthcare system might help. Also, a bill that would license more midwives in Massachusetts is now before a legislative committee on Beacon Hill. Well, joining us to talk about all of this and more is Neil Shaw. He's an obstetrician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. Hello.
Hello.
Also with us is Mary Lou Carr, director of midwifery at the Cambridge Birth Center, which is part of the Cambridge Health Alliance. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So Neil, give us an overview of this study.
It's a really remarkable and ambitious study that aimed to look at the degree to which midwives are integrated into the maternal care system across the country. And what the lead author and her colleagues did is they created a map of the entire United States, and they compared the degree to which midwives are part of the system across the country, and then they tied that to outcomes. And it turns out the more you have access to midwifery care and the more you have midwives who are able to practice as part of the care team, the better the outcomes are for mothers and babies in pretty much every way that we track.
And now, midwives were always part of the healthcare system a long time ago, and then they were sort of replaced by doctors. I mean, just briefly, I don't want to get into the whole history of it, but why did we make that change, and are we going back to something that was always there, really?
Well, yeah, there was a huge paradigm shift in our approach to caring for laboring women about a century ago, where, you know, life's only two certainties are birth and death, you know, and we've institutionalized both relatively recently in the last generation or two. And we've, you can hurt people when you do too much or when you do too little. And I think when we've institutionalized people in the interest of making them better off and safer, we've made some things better, but in other ways, we've swung too far in the other direction. And part of that shift was taking midwifery, which was really at the center of the healthcare system a century ago, and moved it to the periphery. And I think now we're seeing a clear opportunity to maybe rethink that.
Hmm. Mary, you work with the Cambridge Health Alliance.
I do, yes.
And so I wonder what sort of connection do you have with the health system as a midwife, and do you think that they need to be connected? Because as a patient, say consumer, someone might be concerned about having, you know, in case there are complications, right? We need medical care. We need a neonatal intensive care unit, right? Do we?
Yes. Well, just to explain about the system that I work in is Cambridge Health Alliance. It's an incredibly integrated system. Midwifery is part of that integrated system. It's a large consortium of three hospitals and I don't know how many clinics. And the midwifery is part of the OBGYN service. So we are within that department, and our birth center is part within that service also, and so we provide care to women in the birth center, and also we provide care for women in the maternity unit. So, you know, we do about 40% of the births in the maternity unit, along with all the births at the birth center, and we have a seamless connection and communication between our consultant physicians, and we have policies and protocols to create a safe and, you know, connected, integrated sort of system.
And are you an outlier then in terms of the healthcare system in Massachusetts?
I would say that, you know, if you're looking at, when we look at this study and you're describing how midwives practice in the United States, and each state would have a different degree of that integration. I think in Massachusetts, yes, I think our system is very integrated as a whole, the Cambridge Health Alliance, and midwifery as a as a sub part of that. But there are still practices that are very integrated. They're part of their obstetrical service, and their outcomes are that show that. Mm-hmm. You know, they lower C-section rates and, mm-hmm. and higher VBAC rates.
And Neil, in terms of this study that you said, you know, it's a massive study that looked at practices in all the states. How did Massachusetts fare in this study?
Massachusetts is okay. You know, on average, we do okay. That doesn't always tell the full story because we still have wide disparities in Massachusetts, and there's a lot that we have to work on. But Massachusetts is in fairly good shape. If we take a step back, though, when you look across the United States, access to obstetric care is eroding. It's getting worse. So 75% of the national landmass is rural, and we've seen a large decrease in both the availability of hospitals that offer OB services and midwives, physicians that can provide those services. And concomitantly, we've seen erosion of quality. So we see that maternal mortality in the United States has been going up for two decades with a trend line. So when we look at all this and we compare ourselves to other countries, one of the things that stands out is that in every other developed country, midwives are at the center of care. In the United States of America, they're really on the margin. It's only 10% of patients really get care from midwives. And it seems like a common sense solution if you don't have a workforce and you don't have good outcomes to sort of rethink things.
Mm. Is insurance, maybe malpractice insurance, an issue?
Malpractice insurance doesn't help. I'm an obstetrician. I worry about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sued before, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But malpractice does not explain the trends that we see. So we've seen an explosion, for example, in cesarean delivery rates. It's gone up by 500% in the last generation of moms. We've seen no benefit to moms or to babies. But even in periods where we've seen medical malpractice policies be stable, these rates have continued to skyrocket. So it's not an excuse for what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. The insurance question, too, is also the insurance in terms of reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
That's an issue around access and integration. If a midwife can't be reimbursed for the services that she provides, or that she doesn't get reimbursed on the same level, as an obstetrician gynecologist, then it makes it difficult for the midwife to be integrated into the system.
And so how does it work right now in terms of insurance coverage for a birth with a midwife? If you're integrated in a medical system, I'm assuming it's covered.
It's covered, but it's not covered on the same level. It's not the amount in which it's covered is not the same. And so that makes it difficult to have an independent practice. And so when we're part of a team, there's insurance. You know, the insurance doesn't get reimbursement on the same amount, but we are reimbursed. But
I agree with Mary Lou entirely. In fact, even generally speaking, obstetric services compared to other healthcare services that we value is generally under reimbursed, which is why across rural United States and even in urban areas, OB services are going away. Hospitals can't afford to keep the lights on because relative to their high fixed costs, OB services are just not very well reimbursed.
So what about training then for a midwife? Mm-hmm. If we talk about this, that obviously gets into our whole insurance reimbursement question, and also the consumer question that I asked earlier too. Mm-hmm. If folks say I'm concerned if mm-hmm. something might happen in labor or during delivery, and mm-hmm. I would like mm-hmm. to have mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. strong medical supervision there.
Sure.
I mean, what do you say to folks about your training and your how that might be dealt with?
Exactly, and I think that's part of you know, when they talk within the study, they talk about regulations and state regulations of midwives, and that's part of protecting the consumer. Also, there is a body international body that creates curriculum requirements to define what a midwife training should be and what the midwife. To call yourself a midwife, you would have to meet these requirements, and then a body that recognizes that and regulates that protects the consumer. And so we do, the training can come in. For example, I'm trained as my training began as becoming a nurse, and then after that, I went to a postgraduate degree, became a midwife, and that training is I am certified, and that's regulated by a national body, my certification, and also on a state body, I have to be registered on a state and national level. And that's part of access too. That's part of when they describe access to midwifery. If midwives can't, they are not recognized and not regulated by each of their states, that affects access to care and safety. And
it's also like a false paradigm that, you know, obstetricians are the arbiters of safety. Mary Lou has expertise that I don't have. What I'd want listeners to know is that every woman needs support during labor. They need monitoring during labor. Some women need medical care as well, and a very small minority actually needs surgical intervention as well. And I'm trained fundamentally as a surgeon. Our labor floor is set up like an ICU. 99% of American women deliver in ICU-like environments surrounded by surgeons. And so, you know, I'm better when you need to step in and grab a scalpel, and Mary Lou's got expertise that I don't have when it comes to supporting women going through a normal process.
So, you know, we've been hearing the debate about midwives for quite some time. I think decades now, right? We've been hearing that this could help reduce costs, at least. Maybe things have changed in terms of rural areas and access to care and licensing and all of that. Why does it seem like it doesn't move the needle at all? What do you think, Mary Lou?
You know, change is hard and does take time. I feel like there has been change over time. I still feel like that there has to be a commitment to providing care to all pregnant women in the most cost-effective manner. In our system, that, you know, fee-for-service and those kinds of reimbursements scenarios make it more difficult to for midwives to get themselves into an integrated system. You have to have an integrated system itself, you know, and I think an American system isn't that integrated as opposed to compared to a European system. I think it's not just changing, you know, the midwife. The system has to be prepared to be open and makes the best use of these providers.
And your question kind of reflects the problem, right?
Well,
it does. I mean, not in a bad way. It's just that, you know, the debate between midwives and physicians is a dumb debate. And what this study is meant to show, and hopefully what it'll end up accomplishing, is reframing the discussion. It's not about midwives versus physicians. It's about integrating both and having both be part of the care team, because the truth is that most women need support, monitoring, and then if you monitor things and you need a doctor, you need a doctor.
I think a lot of folks, when they think of midwives, though, they think of home births, right? So that's where I think it gets a little bit dicier, doesn't it?
Sure, but then again, I think the question is, women deserve options on every level. They deserve options about where they want to get care, who they want to get care from, and then what type of care they want to receive. And then we should figure out then not to have silly debates about home versus birth center versus hospital or midwife versus physician, but how we provide people the access to all of those options safely in an integrated way.
And Mary Lou, I'm just going to give you the last word here in the last few seconds. What do you say to folks who are really, really struggling, particularly moms right now, about giving birth with a midwife?
I would say that there's information about it. You can call. We have local chapters. There are many ways to connect. You can also call, our birth center. We have a large number of midwives that are working with us. If anyone ever wanted to, have a discussion around giving birth with a midwife, we have a large practice.
All right. Mary Lou Carr, director of the midwifery program at the Cambridge Birth Center, which is part of Cambridge Health Alliance. Thank you. Also, Dr. Neil Shaw, who is at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School.
Thanks so much.
As well. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.